Now, please allow me to talk about the fourth quarter and the fiscal year's business situation and 2016. First, the enterprise domestic situation. Over the past year, we have seen these events. On FY 2015, in the three areas, we've carried out a business strategy. And in regard to the progress we've seen in each, we'll explain. First, the custom defense. Domestically, we have deployed deep discovery. And there's been 508% growth on a year-over-year basis. And in terms of the number of customers, this is the new users. Among the large enterprises, a 60% increase. And for the SMEs, 254% increase. So we've increased the number of customers. And we've talked about this repeatedly, but these are not separate standalone solutions, but rather we have what is called a connected threat defense. So we have been able to take this approach in our products. And also we have alliance partners, IBM or Curator. Curator has an alliance with us in deep discovery, and this has led to many new customers. We have been able to get orders. The pipeline is quite numerous, but in regard to the speed of closing those deals, we will have to do better to close quicker. Throughout the year, with deep discovery, compared to 2014, there is over 360% growth in the orders that we've been getting. Furthermore, in the many cases of connected threat defense, we have been able to connect our users. And in the cloud and data center security area, we have a product, Deep Security. And in Q4, on a year-over-year basis, it was 113% growth. And we have been able to increase large customers by 50% and 65% increase in the number of SMEs. So we've also increased by a large number our customers here. And as user case studies, there is a large-scale hybrid cloud environment that is used by a customer of ours. And in regard to AWS, our deep security has been used. We see that there's momentum in this penetration. And so each quarter, we're getting more orders. Loyalgate is a special case. They are involved in e-commerce and card payments. This is a market that is going to grow. And for PCI DSS, there's the version 3.0. And on Microsoft Azure, our deep security is used. And we can't reveal the next customer's name, but a large global manufacturer has SAP and AWS, and there is deep security implemented on a large scale. More and more partners have become involved. And as a service business on a monthly subscription basis as well, more of our partners are carrying out their business activities. And for 6 years consecutively, we have number one market share in server security. But the low light is because of the configuration and so on, there were some problems which we had. We had a lot of customers and a lot of new partners, so troubles do increase as a result. But in regard to the configuration rules and the white paper and so on, we're preparing this for our partners and providing them so that we can eliminate confusion in the market. The third point, when it comes to the thorough user protection in the endpoint, on a monthly basis, we have the Virus Buster Business Security product on a monthly subscription basis. And we have a hosted approach. Our partners do not require servers from the customers. Rather, on a monthly basis, in the endpoint, there is the product that is deployed by our partners. And each quarter, we see, on an average, 27% growth. And last year, we have continued to maintain a growth rate of 20% or more. And on a year-over-year basis, it was a 27% growth. And the number of partners handling this has increased. And we have cooperation with the distributors so that without using servers, it will be possible to take advantage of the management consoles so that management can be realized quite easily. As for the new areas that we're involved in, there's the UTM. Cloud Edge is a new product that we've started in Q3. And in Q4, we've been starting sales from Q2. We started activities in Q3. And compared to Q3, already there's been a 53% growth. And we have over 2,400 units. And for Office 365, with our cloud-integrated solutions, we have been deploying them. So I believe that we'll gain even more customers in this area as well. Overall, in regard to the enterprise market, there has been the hybrid of different factors. We have the three C's. And on an integrated basis, customers have increased by 16%. Or 15% here, and 125 companies have used the 3 C's, and 7.4%, 3,716 companies are now using this with a 2 C basis, and there's already 130,000 companies that are using it on a single C basis. So we have not seen a decrease in the total number of customers. We have increased the customers and also the endpoints. And next is the consumer market. In regard to what kind of concepts we have pursued in the consumer market, I would like to confirm the details. First of all, within Japan, the PC shipments have been going down, but even so, we have been working hard in our sales efforts so that, according to GfK data, for the retail, our unit share in 2014, it was 39%, but in 2015, we have increased this to 42%, whereas the other companies are going down. We have grown. And our sales in the stores, 54% was the number for Trend Micro in 2014, but in 2015, it was 58%. So we're number one in the stores.
Companies, when all the other companies are suffering from negative numbers. And for mobile security, we have a good relationship with KDDI. And there is a new channel selling mobile security to iOS users, which is growing nicely. And for IoT, we have been conducting demonstration in Ehime Prefecture, which means that we have successfully entered a new area. Globally, APAC, Australia, and New Zealand grew by 15% due to our efforts. And we had 12% growth for APAC as a whole. Renewal business has also grown. But based on our previous expectations, because of a weaker shipment of PCs, of course, the total number is declining. But Trend Micro is just one single vendor who's still growing despite this negative background. Now, for Macintosh, we also launched a free product which has been downloaded there was a download of 2.1 million. We started a charged version download as well from October. We have already 1 million users in Japan, and also globally, we have already seen some sales being generated from this new product. So for consumer as a whole, despite the fact that the PC shipments are declining, the average sales per headcount has been increasing for Trend Micro, and the premium support compared to 2014, had an increase of premium user by 10%. And satisfaction for our support is very high. Renewal rate is something that we have been working on every year. And we are working on this still to maintain a customer base. And for IoT-related businesses, we have started some initial activities. This is a business plan for 2016. And the strategy pillars have been covered by Eva already: network defense, hybrid cloud security, and user protection. And based on these, we will provide defense using a smart protection network. And this is a simple explanation of each single component. Eva has already explained the network defense, but now we have a new member, Tipping Point, in our family. And in NFV and SDN, in these new areas, we need to follow the changes of the environment. And I think we're successfully showing that we are able to catch up with the changes. Now, for hybrid cloud, VMware, Amazon, and Azure, as well as IBM, these are real global vendors, and we have a strong collaboration and link with them. We also have a very tight relationship with our domestic partners. Deep security is used almost like a standard product by them, so we will continue to work on this. So we are shifting from data center to cloud, including fintech, and that is why the use of a product is increasing. Connected threat defense is a very important factor when it comes to strengthening product collaboration. We have an endpoint sensor, which is new, and we are beginning to see an increase in the number of customers this year in terms of user protection. So cyber threat defense and hyper cloud protection, we believe that we can begin to see some positive results in these areas. In the area of consumer business, acquisition of new customers is important, not only in relation to PC, but also in relation to mobile. We need to develop new business partners. That's what we'll do. And for IoT in 2016, we want to show solid business delivery, and to that end, preparation is underway. So for global consumers, what we'll do is leverage the premium support that we have nurtured in Japan with high level of user satisfaction, and expand the use of this support globally. And for IoT, what we'll do is to look at other countries which are more advanced than Japan. And IoT security is another area that we'll be engaging in this year, centering around those different areas. And this was the CES exhibit in January. We had an exhibit, 35 companies, as well as many reporters have visited our exhibit, and we were able to demonstrate IoT security. IoT security has a lot of potential. There's a server and also gateway in the middle, and the device and edge. And we also exhibited our SDK to cover all this. So we want to have a solid business of IoT, and 2016 marks the beginning of this effort. Thank you very much for your kind attention.